Didn't have no night service, didn't have no lights in the church, you see. And they'd have all day doing dinner on the ground. Well, as soon as dinner's over with, the boys and girls all line up the spring, and they got talking down there. The girls started back to the house, the boys walk along by, and after they could walk the house with them, they'd go out and sit down and talk a while. Maybe go home with her, things like, just get started like that, you see.
I see. Uh-huh. And if it came time, you got pretty serious, and you proposed to her, and she said no, what would people say? People say, I hear that she...
I heard of a boy that went with a girl a long time, and he finally asked her if she'd marry him, and she said no. He said, why didn't you tell me that sooner? She said, why didn't you ask me?
I see.
She couldn't say no till he asked her.
Would they say that she jilted him then?
And she went right on and married him.
Now, they quit going together, but then they went back going together.
They broke up for a while, but he changed her mind. I think some of the folks told her she better have took him.
I see.
I don't know what about that man saying no.
What would a wedding be like? What would you...
Well, we just drove up to the preacher's house and he'd come out and marry us.
Did anybody go with you?
Yeah, we had my sister and one of my brothers went, and a couple of friends, and another folk, you know.
What were they called? What were the...
Witnesses, I
remember. Witnesses. Did you ever hear of people calling them waitmen or waiters?
Now they call them best man and maid and all such, and didn't have no church weddings. Got married in the church, he just walked up to the preacher, and he got through preaching something, and he married her. There wasn't no big deal about life, you know.
A lot of boys and girls would run away and go to Justice Peace and be married, you see. Go to Justice Peace's house, and his wife, who's a married man, her children would be the only witness. The violation of law is he's married without some kind of witness, you see. Because he's got to say that anybody that objects to say so now forever hold your peace, and there got to be somebody there to object.
Well,
to
now I'm going to ask you a question.
All right, ma'am.
I want to know where you've been all these years that you don't know about that.
Well, I tell you, I know that they're called best men and bridesmaids and things like that.
They didn't used to, though.
But I know they didn't used to. That's the thing that I'm interested in. I know what they say today, you know, but it isn't really, these things change, and it's the changes that we're in danger of losing if we don't get the information.
You ought to remember our home back.
Well, I was born in 23, and in fact...
You're just one year younger than our oldest son.
I see.
He's born
22. Uh-huh. Well, I grew up in Ohio, and I think things are different, you know, different parts of the country in different words. For example, after a couple get married, their friends take them out. So they surprise them, they come to their house. And they used to take them out in an automobile or something, and they tie bells and cans and things.
Oh, they did that sometimes. They're getting married to somebody's out decorating car fixing it up.
But we used to call that a bellin. What did you used to call it here?
I don't know.
I don't think it had a name. I didn't hear about it.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
Serenade.
No.
They have that, yeah.
You know, is a serenade the same thing as playing jokes?
This is ringing bells and shooting firecrackers. And one time we took Martin's cart off. He drove the mail carrier. He took his cart off. Had jokes like that, you know.
Uh-huh.